Going fishing, he says, leaning. Me and you and no arguments. What about work, I say. He gets this killer on the loose look in his eyes and says, screw it, they can't fire us, because we're hot shit good. Then I tell him how I'm thinking about taking this tall money gig setting trust for a new fruit juice plant in Hawaii. It's not the job, just the getting out I'm into. But Marley's not like that. He's into loyalty and planting your feet firmly in one spot, waiting to die. I ain't letting your country club ass leave Alaska so easy, he says. His black eyes toggle back in their sockets as he tries to flag down the waitress, who's been doing her best to avoid us. Waitress zips up to our table and tells us the bartender won't serve us another drink, but she'd be happy to bring us some coffee or Coca-Colas. Normally, Marley gets pretty fired up when he's cut off, but 10 hours of slapping nails in a plywood sheeting has taken the piss out of his rope. He nods and lets her bob off through the crowd, empty beer bottles in hand. What's it gonna be? Marley says. Fish or die. I hesitate. Time's up, partner. I'm making an executive decision. All I can do is nod and follow him out of the bar, because Marley thinks fishing can change anything. Bad luck.